Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Middle round picks for the Chiefs. Still focused on offense. Yeah, there was a couple defensive backs that are thrown in there, but the tight end seemingly is who people are talking about the most a little bit out of TCU, Jared Wiley. He was the fourth round pick, pick 131. And you actually had his college coach on, Sonny Dykes, who was down at TCU.
Yeah, Sonny Dykes at TCU. That's where Camp Pat was last year, right? They were down there a lot. They've worked out there, and I guarantee you Wiley will be quickly at Camp Pat. He does give you that receiving option. Did lead the nation in tight end touchdowns. And they had problems in the red zone, TCU, but he was able to get the eight, which is pretty big. Even he was catching them from Max Duggan the year before. So a big part of that team that went to the national title game. You know, he was first team all Big 12 at tight end. His score is eerily similar, the RAS, to what Kelce was. And it's, hey, Kelce's greatest ever. So even comparing anybody to him is ridiculous. But the fact is, this not the perfect place? You can learn from Kelce. I'm sure he'll be at tight end U. I'm sure he'll end up at tight end U because Kelce's like a coach on the field. Plus, being with Andy Reid, I asked Sonny Dykes yesterday, who, by the way, 10 different coach of the years from 2 years ago. So the guy knows a little bit about coaching football. But this was his take on the perfect spot for Wiley.
I completely agree. I mean, it's almost like, you know, coming in and you know, being Pat's backup as a quarterback, you know, where you have a chance to sit back and watch one of the best to ever play the game, you know, play that position. And you know, Kelce's such a good player and plays so smart and makes so many plays. And so Jerry will have a chance to really learn all the nuances that you know, make good players great players. And so he'll have a chance to sit behind. Also, I'm sure that they'll have some packages where, you know, both of them are on the field at times and get into a little bit different personnel groupings, maybe some 12 and 13 and some things to take advantage of the skill that they have at that position. But, you know, Andy Reid's the best at using his players. I mean, nobody utilizes the strengths of players better than Andy. I mean, he just figures out what guys can do and puts them in situations to be successful. And that's why he's got such a great track record.
It's kind of the thing with Andy Reid. He does go back and watch a lot of college film. What made you successful? They did it with Pat. You know, as far as what made him successful at Texas Tech, Gary Patterson, I remember when he was at TCU, actually watched the Chiefs film to get ready for Texas Tech back when Kingsbury was there because of some of the stuff that Andy Reid does. But the other thing is the red zone, like just how dangerous he is with those eight touchdowns that did lead the nation for touchdowns for tight ends. But Sonny Dykes, real quickly, even talked about that.
Yeah, he does. And he's such a big body. You know, that's the one thing he does so well is, you know, he can make contested catches and covers defenders up because he is so long and he can go get the ball. And he's the perfect red zone guy. I mean, he was, you know, we struggled a little bit this year in the red zone, and Jared was the guy that we could count on. You know, we had a difficult time running the ball, so we relied on him to make a bunch of plays, and he made them.
They did rely on him, but he also had an 81-yard touchdown against Baylor. So he showed that ability to, you know, to create the separation and get down the field. But for him to have an 81-yard touchdown, that's getting down the field.
What's realistic, though? I mean, I get it. We're obviously highlighting some of the very reasons why they would have drafted him, which they did in the fourth round. Travis Kelce is still here. Noah Gray is your backup. You bring in Irv Smith. Blake Bell, I don't know if he's officially retired. We just kind of all assume that he's likely done. So you've got, what, four tight ends heading into camp with the team. And I don't remember how many they had last year. What, Jody Fortson got hurt again last year, and so he didn't even count against the roster or anything like that. I guess what I'm getting at is, what's realistic in 1 year or 2 years? I mean, he's a fourth round pick. Just because you're in the fourth round doesn't mean you're guaranteed to be on the team in 2 years either. So is he someone who's just the third tight end, best case scenario?
A lot of tight ends did go in the mid rounds. It's kind of the run on them. Don't forget Kittle was a fifth round pick. You know, Kelce third round. This is a former quarterback before he went to Texas. He was Temple High School. He was their quarterback.
Oh, is he taking over the Blake Bell, the Belldozer package?
A lot like that. Okay. I mean, these tight ends that were used to be quarterbacks, he's a great blocker too. I mean, that's one thing Sonny Dykes was talking about, was just his ability to put his hand down in line and be that blocker. They split him out several times. He ran the H-back role, did a lot of different things from there. Matter of fact, you know, Sonny Dykes just really talking about kind of his – keep in mind, the Chiefs went with, like, a lot of cerebral guys. Like Xavier Worthy, when he was at the Combine, he was showing plays, and this was one thing Andy Reid was blown away with. He was not only showing, like, his responsibilities, but what the linemen were supposed to be doing, blocking the protection. And that's one of the things Xavier Worthy is an academic All-Big 12 guy. So, I mean, they get these cerebral guys, and Wiley's just like that.
Yeah, no, he's got a very high IQ. He really does. He's one of those guys that comes to the sidelines, gives you great information. You know, you have players sometimes that tell you things, and then you get back and you look at the tape, and they're not always accurate, and they don't really see really what's happening. Jared's exactly the opposite. I mean, he gave us great information all the time. He would come off the field and say, hey, they're doing this, they're adjusting to this way. You know, what if we did this? And so he's just one of those students of the game. You know, the one thing that you're going to get from Jared is, you know, a very mature player. He's an incredibly hard worker. You know, he's a guy that's going to be one of the first players in the facility every day, one of the last to leave. He just is a pro. I mean, he really is. And that's why I think he was so productive for us. One of the big reasons was, you know exactly what you're going to get from him every day. He's going to show up. He's going to go to work. He's going to learn what he's supposed to learn. And he does have an outstanding feel for the game and understanding how to make adjustments.
Because it's like a Chiefs guy, doesn't it? The kind they look for.
He does. I just still thinking big picture. This is the final year under contract for Noah Gray.
He's going to battle with Irv Smith. And Irv Smith did get some playing time with the Bengals. They ended up with the practice squad, didn't he, Drew?
We always talk about.
He was not very good.
We talk about backfilling the roster. To me, is this the guy that, hey, in the next offseason, they can move on from Noah Gray?
Who knows? I mean, last year was the tight end draft, and they didn't.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, we're
like
talking
Ben Sennett would make me really excited. I mean, I like Wiley.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. Like, Jared, I mean, he's going to be third on the depth chart. I guess he's like just.
Some had him as the fourth best tight end in the draft, so the Chiefs.
I think it's more of, is he the replacement for Noah Gray in a year?
In terms of, like, his peak, real quick, before we get to the other guys in the class, I wonder if his, like, peak is like what Dawson Knox is to the Bills, where Dalton Kincaid is tight end number one, Dawson Knox is a red zone threat, has always been in his whole career a good number two tight end. I wonder if that's Wiley's trajectory, and then they're going to have to get another guy.
Maybe Sonny Dykes is talking about 12 and 13 personnel. He's obviously talking about two tight end sets or three tight end sets with the Chiefs. Usually you're one of the leaders in the league in that. Dane Brugler, who does a great job, obviously probably the best with his beast from The Athletic. He had Bowers, Jatavion Sanders, Theo Johnson, then Jared Wiley. He had Jared Wiley as his fourth best tight end in the draft.
The pick that I really like, and if we're going middle round stuff now, just rapid fire through a couple of these guys. Round four, pick 133, Washington State defensive back Jaden Hicks. We mentioned the value earlier. A lot of projections had him in
Brugler
the 60s.
Brugler had him number one.
Had him in the 60s in terms of where he would be selected. But yeah, maybe the number one safety.
The 39 best player overall.
This sure seems like, hey, the Chiefs weren't planning on drafting a safety. Like, they had safeties clearly on their board, but really, you know, that wasn't a position any of us really thought they needed to target. Justin Reed's got a year left on his deal. They just spent a pick on Cook, who's coming back from an injury, but you felt pretty good
you
about
lose Edwards.
What you had there. You lose Edwards. To me, though, this is the guy that you drafted me. You're like, well, you can't pass up the opportunity to have somebody that fell all the way to the fourth round and is somebody that, if all goes well, maybe it makes it easier so you don't pay Justin Reed a year from now. I know that sucks. Justin Reed's been a great player for this team, but we mentioned it. You have to make the tough decisions, and in order to make the tough decision, you got to have someone behind him. Well, at Brian Cook, and then now maybe the Jaden Hicks kid a year from now, will they be confident enough where they don't have to go spend free agent type of dollars on a safety position? The key is on, you know, center, linebacker, safety. You don't really want to spend a ton of free agent money there. They did for Justin Reed a couple years ago, but if you can fill those positions through the draft, and that's how you, to me, extend out the dynasty. So I love the pick of Hicks in round four.
Well, you think about great receivers. I mean, he dominated Jalen Polk in certain situations, but it's a Spags guy. You could put him up near the line. He's a little bit undersized as a linebacker, 212. But could he be that Dan Sorensen role where he's creeping up and just a better version of that? He can get to the quarterback on a blitz. He's good in run protection. He's a thumper. He hits people hard. You put him in a slot and do a lot of different things. He's big, 6'3", 212. I mean, he's a pure safety role.
What about the round five pick, 159, Penn State offensive lineman, Hunter Norzad? Seems like the Allegretti replacement, right? That's exactly what he is. He's going to play every spot
guard,
possible.
Tackle, and he played the last 13 games starting at center for Penn State and made second team all Big Ten playing in the center position. So he can – and Allegretti could snap too, but this is 100%.
It's a good guy to have in case if somebody goes down and just for further development, you know.
This is 100% an Allegretti pick.
Yeah, and you need depth behind. You need some flexibility. And it looks like that's the guy that'll present that. So those are just the round four and five picks. Obviously, I understand later in the draft, they also drafted a corner. And then in round seven, they drafted a guy that's likely to be a backup center in this league in C.J. Hansen.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/across America.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!